from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Parkinson Spiegel Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
Welcome in to a very special edition of a Khalil Mack celebration. Danny Parkins and Mark Brody here with you until Cubs pregame. Ryan Pace has pulled off the unthinkable, sending the next two first-round picks to the Las Vegas, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders, 2019 and 2020. Your Chicago Bears will not have a first-round pick. And in exchange, they get a 2020 second-round pick and a 2025th round pick, also sending away a third and sixth round pick. And what do the Bears get in addition to that? A top five defensive player in football. What's up, Mark Grody?
Danny, the Bears now have a guy for whom other offenses have to game plan.
We're back live from the Walt Marcus Gurney Cinema before the premiere episode of Hard Knocks with the Parkinson Spiegel Show on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Wow, that is a blast from the past. Spit it out, Parkins. People don't care about the future fifth-round pick. They just are here for the Khalil Mack news.
Dude, stop beating yourself up. That's a delightful moment. I usually point out when you stammer. I didn't even notice.
Thank you.
That's a really cool pull by our guys, Chris Tannehill, Tyler Ferengul, today, and Sean Sears back at the shop. And because that is exactly what we're thinking about and talking about here on Hard Knocks Day are the great Bears off-season days, or really Bears days of any kind in history. That's Khalil Mack was Khalil Mack trade meant you needed airtime.
Yes, that was a weird one because it was. What holiday was it? It was Memorial Day weekend or Labor Day weekend? Labor Day weekend, right? Yeah, it was Labor Day weekend, right, because right before the season. And it was the Saturday of Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
And I remember, I went live on my phone.
I remember that.
And then I was like, this isn't enough.
Because I was on vacation.
I'm not getting enough gratification out of this.
I was on vacation. We had, rented an Airbnb up in Wisconsin, and I, realized that Khalil Mack has been traded. I log onto Twitter, and I see you've been live for, an hour and a half.
I was just giving takes. I need to get these takes off.
I'm doing a puzzle with a buzz, on a Sunday afternoon.
Wow, puzzle buzz.
I love him, yeah.
He's good.
Puzzle Buzz is amazing.
He can be hard to figure out at times. But the best part about that Khalil Mack show is all the other hosts at the station, I guess I'm doing this too then.
Yeah. There's a lot of
that.
I was still kind of the new guy.
Were the new guy.
Yeah, I was the new guy, and there was a lot of exuberance, and they were definitely resenting.
Here comes Dan. Out of cottage. To talk
very
about Khalil
much
Mack.
Resenting having to give come 5 minutes of a take on a freaking Saturday.
All right, oh, come on. Fine.
So ridiculous. All right, but hold on. So yes. Crazy all-time, Bears days. But are we saying, do games count?
I think
games can't count.
But I think this is bigger than certain game days.
That's fine. But,
should we just stipulate that we agree it's bigger than certain? Because there have been those Sundays in the past where you're like, oh, yeah, it's a Bears day.
Right, but
today is bigger than that with Hard Knocks debuting today.
Okay, but but Justin Fields having 178 rushing yards against the Dolphins, that's a bigger day than this.
Without a doubt.
Right, because so even though the season ended up meaning nothing and Justin Fields ended up not being the guy.
Oh man, but the expectations of that day of here we go, let's watch.
Yeah.
You know, but when you're talking about that Fields day, you're talking about that in terms of the day after the game, or you're talking about
the text, not looking forward to it. We didn't know it was coming.
Yeah.
But the that day, I think Bears group chats were alive of like, oh my God, are you seeing this?
God, that's funny.
Can you believe what is happening? Dormant Bears yes. group chats coming alive because of days.
Yes. Dormant Bears group chats, texting your pals, brimming with excitement, and going to the closet to grab the hat before you walk the dog. You know?
Yes.
Also, like the random conversation about the Bears with the Walgreens cashier. You know?
Sure.
It's like, hey, how about that, huh?
That happened to me at Costco the day of the Khalil Mack trade. It's like you see another guy in a Bears hat, and just like it's literally the Grody thing where it's like Bears, Bears,
Bears,
and
Bears.
Just keep it moving.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Did they mention my takes?
Nobody is interested in your takes. I promise.
Wow,
that was fast.
Is that Tyler Ferengul?
Wow.
He's on the case.
Ooh, feeling the pressure. Ooh.
Tyler, you know Danny's a kingmaker. What are you doing?
Wow, a little Wally Pip situation, Danny. A little scary.
Oh, man.
A little scary.
But yeah. And the apocryphal going to the closet to grab the hat is my buddy John Paul, the bass player in Tributo, who did that on the day of the Peppers and Brandon Malayuna and Chester Taylor announcements, you know, and free agency. So that's a March day, you know?
That's a March day.
That's a March day. The Jay Cutler trade is an April day. That's another one.
Yeah.
This is preseason.
Well, so but this is also so singular because it also, to me, seems ridiculous to suggest that this is a bigger day for the Bears franchise
than a game day,
than the day, no, than acquiring a Hall of Famer in Khalil Mack or trading for a quarterback in Jay Cutler. It's not. It's a produced television show by NFL Films.
But it's not bigger
than trading for Jay Cutler.
You stumbled on the metric. It's like one of those engagement surveys. You're like, how do we measure the size of a celebrity? You're talking about, this is the metric, is the dormant Bears group thread.
Yeah.
You know, fired up on the cell phone. The grabbing of,
that is undeniable.
Right. The grabbing of previously untouched, hats and scarves and wearing. Like, I have a buddy today who's wearing his orange Bears shorts underneath his pants as he goes to work.
That's weird.
He's doing that today.
That's a weird thing to do.
I think he might be a weird guy. But he's super pumped for Hard Knocks. He told me this morning he's watched the trailer like 5 or 6 times.
And that's unnecessary.
Right, because the trailer is consistent.
I don't know.
And it doesn't change.
But
and then,
sometimes
Hard Knocks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sometimes, no, it doesn't change. But like, there are certain things in life that get you pumped, and they're healthy rewards. You know what I mean? You can actually watch something like that and like, this is going to get me in a good headspace.
Little
for the
dopamine
day.
Rush,
yes!
of the Hard Knocks trailer.
I assume that's what it is for him. Like,
sure.
Let me watch this. And oh, yeah, that's right. And then today, he's just excited. He's brimming with joy and positivity today.
Aren't you guys missing the clearest one? The three of us were in the middle of the NFL draft in Detroit when the Bears drafted Caleb Williams.
Yeah, that's good.
That is the coolest Bears
that's
day.
A great Bears day.
I agree with you.
That's
and
a great
so
call.
That's why. That's why this is a TV show.
I know, but so those are more consequential, but we're talking about buzz generating big Bears buzz.
Puzzle, he's friends with Puzzle Buzz, or cousins.
But also, big Bears like, buzz. I believe he was a guard for the 63.
Bear Man's cousin, actually.
Bear Man's cousin, who was a guard in the 60s.
Bears buzz.
I could get on board with anyone who says this is the biggest Bears day solely because the organization has never allowed this kind of access to within their hallways. Like, you could see George on his scooter in the parking lot, but you're going to see George on his scooter in the hallways. It's unprecedented for the organization. You're going to learn more tonight, likely, about George McCaskey than you've ever learned.
Oh, you think so?
That's a hell of a
thought. Not tonight.
I think so.
I don't think we'll get it tonight. We might have
this season.
We might have
season.
A big George episode in one of these. In
this
one of
Hard
these.
Knock season, you will learn more about him than the Chicago Bears fan has ever learned.
If Kevin Warren allows it.
Yeah, or if like George is like, yeah, you can do it, but not. I don't want the cameras where I umpire and the cameras on my scooter.
Gotta protect.
Like, I don't know. Like, it's an interesting thought from Tanny. Why are you here?
Look at these textures. Listen to
these
textures.
In.
Here's one. I put on my Bears polo before leaving for the golf course today. Bears, Hard Knocks day.
Okay, well, that just means you put on a shirt.
Oh, yeah, but he made the choice. How about this one? I bought the $200 Bears tailgate tent from Costco yesterday for my Bears party tonight.
No.
Backyard party for Hard Knocks?
Love that.
By the way,
I mean, why is that guy not at the wall?
He should just be coming to the wall here at the Marcus Gurney Cinema, where folks will gather together for a communal viewing experience.
That is so silly.
The guy bought the $200 tent?
But I mean,
it was time.
But every opportunity in his life to tailgate a Bears game, he was like, I know. 8 p.m. when it's dark out, I need a tent for an hour-long episodic television thing
tailgate.
That I can stream on Max.
I bet that.
That's so strange.
It's Tom Hamilton's favorite network, by the way.
I
assume that guy is going to get home, set up the tent after work, and start tailgating for the Hard Knocks, episode one.
You think that guy went to work?
Yeah, but you think that guy's got a job?
He just bought a Bears tailgating tent to Costco. I'm not going to work if I buy that.
No, as long as you have it.
I got to use it.
But seriously, like the suburban, the driveway drinking that happens in suburbia. Like, let's hang out. Let's bring the TV out there in the garage and hang out in the driveway. This guy is going to have people coming by. Because he's got the Bears tent. It's going to be very obvious who's doing it. Maybe it's got a thing that starts popping up in cul-de-sacs all over Illinois.
Okay, this one might be a little bit niche, but the first, like for guys who barbecue, whatever, guys who smoke meats, the first week one or the first big game where you're having your friends over and you start that brisket or that pork shoulder the night before for a noon game.
Oh, that's good.
And you're getting up at 6 a.m. to take it off, to let it rest in a cooler.
Yes.
That's the biggest Bears
day. That's a cool day.
And
it's
doesn't matter.
Day.
It could be the worst team in the history of the organization.
Sure.
You still get to light that smoker before a Bears Sunday for the first time.
Oh, listen, I respect the hell out of tailgate culture. Like, if you love tailgating and you get 8 or now sometimes 9 a year, and you'd be like, it's preseason for us too, and like you like try to do it for the preseason games to like work out the kinks, and then like you hope for a playoff game at home so that we can get an extra one because we've perfected it this year.
Yeah,
tailgate culture is awesome. Just tailgating an episodic television show.
I know, but certain
is an
days,
interesting thing to me.
Certain days present themselves, okay. And like I
so
love.
You think that people when they traded for Jay Cutler, they were like, fire up the smoker.
I don't know if they fired up the smoker. I don't know if anybody bought a tailgate tent that day. We know Dan Bernstein was excited.
Yeah, we
know?
Do. We know he was excited.
We know that, but like,
hot damn.
But these are some of the days that sometimes present themselves. I'll give you a baseball comp to what Shane is talking about.
You don't have to.
Well, but I have no choice. No,
yeah.
Have you not met me?
No,
that it, in Boston, it's a Red Sox comp. Just to pile on
Jesus.
Top of that, they call it Truck Day. You know what Truck Day is?
I mean, probably guess.
No, Truck Day is the day that the semi-truck leaves Fenway Park filled with all the equipment to go down to Florida for spring training.
Love that.
And Red Sox fans love that day because it's the day that they know that soon they'll see men stretching in the Florida sun and baseball will eventually come. So it's like that kind of day. Your meat smoker day before game one is akin to that. By the way, a guy texted and says he took off. He took the day off.
Yeah, of course
he
did. He bought the tent. You're not buying the tent and then going to work.
It's too exciting.
Sitting under the tent.
I have the tailgate tent in the back of my car the whole time you're at work. Can I leave at 4:30 today? Why? I have to set up my Bears tailgate tent for episode one of Hard Knocks.
Oh, is there a game tonight? No. Liev Schreiber is going to be talking about Lake Forest.
Yeah, are you familiar with HBO documentaries at all? This is a sports one. Anyway, it's a long story. Yeah, it's easier just to lie in the morning and come up with something to not go to work.
All right, guy take tomorrow off, too, so we can go hard tonight for
Hard
Knocks?
Got to, right? Yeah, you're going to be hungover.
You're not going to hold back.
Yeah.
Bears are on TV.
Yeah.
The Bears are on TV. Well, but here's the other thing. Because the Giants' Hard Knocks is filled with off-season drama. And you could argue it's strategy. You could argue it's dysfunction. They're bad. They're very bad. Okay?
Yeah.
The Bears are probably going to be good. Maybe even very good. From the get-go, this thing tonight should, like the way you were talking about the Hall of Fame game last week, this should be a blissfully optimistic viewing experience. This thing ought to be high-end positivity building you right into the season. It's an opportunity to ramp up from tonight all the way to the season opener.
I hope so. I mean, that's like the next part of this conversation, right? At some point, like, you hope that the access that has been granted, that has never been granted before because of fear of what the access would reveal, doesn't validate those fears and reveal incompetence.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't reveal, okay, this team is really good, But we've seen teams that we thought were going to be good before, and they had that Bears stink on them for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Like, there is a – like, Caleb Williams, I don't think there's anything that could happen with Caleb Williams in Hard Knocks that makes me think less of him. I don't think there's anything that could happen in Hard Knocks that makes me think less of the roster that Ryan Poles has assembled.
Probably
but
not.
Like, is it possible that I think less of Matt Eberflus? Yeah. Yeah, that's possible.
Possible that he embarrasses himself or shows you something.
Is it possible? I think, like, Shane Waldron? Yeah, that's possible. Kevin Warren? Yeah, that's possible. I think it's definitely possible. And now I'm not anticipating it, and this is a pretty sanitized show at this point.
Right, and they get the right to deny a certain level of content.
But so did the Giants.
Yeah.
And plenty of weird stuff came out about the Giants because it was just what was actually happening.
Yeah.
And they couldn't deny, like, they might be thinking, oh, it's totally fine to show this to the masses. And then the masses see it and they're like, what? That's how the Bears do business? You know, like, so, like, it's not guaranteed that this is all going to go very well.
No,
it should go well, but it's not guaranteed to go well.
But it's all going to serve the purpose of revving you up and buying you time for enthusiasm leading up to the opener. You
yes,
know? It's all going to
that's true.
It's all going to feed that beast. And even if there is some questioning or some marginal negatives or what have you, it's just going to feed that beast of excitement. It's interesting. This is a franchise for which there have been a lot of off-season days to get excited, in part because of the bigness of the franchise. You know, it's like Bears things do happen. We just had it. We just had Hall of Fame. We just had three guys get into the Hall of Fame on Saturday. That was a big Bears day. That's a big day to pay attention to the news feed and to watch the videos, go on YouTube and see the speeches. And I bet some group techs got fired up that day.
Yeah, no question about it. And the Bears are a franchise that is relevant just because they're the Bears, and then if they're good and interesting, they're one of the most relevant teams in the NFL because they're the Bears. And so the rest of the country will get to be more hyped about this thing and tune into it and all of that. And again, I'm very, very excited about it. It's just a little like it should be noted that if the baseball teams were better, it would matter a little bit less.
Yeah.
And if the Bears had been better recently, this would matter less. But this is all just it's just the latest thing of hope and hype that I can't really wait for. This texter brings up an interesting point. Today is the biggest day that the Bears have had on the zeitgeist since Ditka was in that Will Ferrell movie.
Now, that's one of Shane's favorite movies.
He does love that movie.
He loves
yes.
kicking and screaming. It remains saved in my DVR.
Okay, but so let's think about that category for a second.
But I haven't right? watched like, it.
Everyone should love Kicking and Screaming. It's not specific to me. It's a good film. The Wall should show it, by the way, at one of their other theaters. Believe me, you'll get people.
Kicking not this one. This is a sports bar.
Yeah. Yeah, but in one of the other ones.
Right.
Okay. But so that is an interesting thought. Bears in the pop culture zeitgeist. Because there's super fans. Obviously.
Yeah, there's
is the biggest thing.
I mean, we got to go back a long ways, but I mean, Brian's song remains, you know, having it less so now as some of the viewers have aged and passed, but but certainly a big part of the zeitgeist.
I was going to say Dick Butkus on My Two Dads, but Brian's song is pretty good also in terms yeah. of the reach.
How
know?
About the Dick Butkus newspaper grill where he burned the newspaper and he cooked food on top of burning newspaper? That made a big impact. Yes, Wani. Made a big impact on my personal zeitgeist.
So what is the thing of the last...
Which is my favorite Depeche Mode song, by the way. Your own personal zeitgeist. Continue.
What is the thing of the last 15 years?
For the Bears and the zeitgeist?
Is it...
Oh, God.
Is it like Ashton Kutcher on the sidelines of a game?
Boy.
Is it like... You know, is it Vince Vaughn wearing a Bears hat somewhere? Like, what if I give you Bears in pop culture in the last 15 years?
All right, so is it
what do you guys have for me since 2010?
Paris Hilton riding on the back of Brian Urlacher is outside of that 15-year window, correct? I believe just outside of that window.
Wasn't that a movie?
Yeah, it's dirty. It's a tab on Pornhub. Yeah.
There's a child. Hey, Seb is here, Danny.
It worked.
He just walked out.
Hey, Corey from Whitewater, Wisconsin is the one who brought Zeb. He knew exactly what he was getting his children into.
I can make tab jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Continue. I mean, I could keep going, or else someone should say something else.
I mean, but like, you know, it's interesting because it was, it's obviously football related, but Cutler getting dragged by Fox and then people defending him and such, you know, after that NFC Championship day. But you're looking for outside pop culture. Well, we just had it, man.
Cutler on the reality show?
Yeah, maybe.
With Kristen?
With Kristen. Cutler and Kristen on the reality show.
But he wasn't a bear at Caleb, the time of the reality show.
Caleb ending up a bear after being a pawn in the culture wars is awfully recent.
Oh, I agree with that. Right. No, but I look at this as like an... The Bears are on Hard Knocks because they have Caleb Williams. You know, like, so yes, I completely agree with you. But like the Bears are on... This is all happening because of Caleb Williams and somewhat Kevin Warren. But like, Caleb Williams is the reason for this.
Yeah.
It does not happen if Jaden Daniels is the quarterback of the Bears. I mean, I guess maybe it does, but Caleb Williams is the driving force for this moment. So, yes, I agree with you. I guess I'm saying in a post-2010, pre-Caleb Williams run, we've been a pretty anonymous big market franchise in terms of pop culture, yeah, crossover appeal,
well,
that sort of thing.
There was that time that Cody Parkey went on the Today Show.
Yeah, exactly.
To explain why he double-doinked the kick and how he was dealing with his life in the aftermath.
It's a pretty big stretch, though.
God, that pissed off Matt Nagy, rightfully so.
Yeah,
what are you doing, man? Yeah, it wouldn't stop making yourself the story. What are you, a White Sox announcer?
Hey, if Tariq Cohen ever makes that movie.
That's true.
That he came on our show to pitch.
Tariq, he retired the other day, man.
That's sad.
That would be the best
for
moment.
Tariq. I don't know. It's an interesting moment. I appreciate all the textures coming in, and we'll save some of those. People sharing some of the things they're doing purportedly here on Hard Knocks Day.
Yeah, we'll get into these on the other side.
There's some good ones there.
And there's also something worth revisiting from Ryan Poles that I think is like, they're very conscious in what's happening right now. So they're opening the doors. They're inviting the cameras in. We'll see if they regret it. But they're doing it knowing what's going on.
I got to say, our view here at the wall at Marcus Gurney Cinemas keeps getting better and better as folks keep coming and filling in some of those higher spots. This is an awesome venue. Come out and hang out with us at Gurney Mills.
Yeah, you can win a Golden Team machine. You can qualify to win one if you get a hole-in-one over there. And then also, they're going to be airing the episode tonight, of course, at 8 o'clock. There's prizes and amazing food and drink and the whole thing. So come on out to the wall in Gurney. It's Parkett and Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Parkins and Spiegel Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
Welcome in to a very special edition of a Khalil Mack celebration. Danny Parkins and Mark Brody here with you until Cubs pregame. Ryan Pace has pulled off the unthinkable, sending the next two first-round picks to the Las Vegas, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders, 2019 and 2020. Your Chicago Bears will not have a first-round pick. And in exchange, they get a 2020 second-round pick and a 2025th round pick, also sending away a third and sixth round pick. And what do the Bears get in addition to that? A top five defensive player in football. What's up, Mark Grody?
Danny, the Bears now have a guy for whom other offenses have to game plan.
We're back live from the wall at Marcus Gurney Cinema before the premiere episode of Hard Knocks with the Parkins and Spiegel Show on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Wow, that is a blast from the past. Spit it out, Parkins. People don't care about the future fifth-round pick. They just are here for the Khalil Mack news.
Dude, stop beating yourself up. That's a delightful moment. I usually point out when you stammer. I didn't even notice.
Thank you.
That's a really cool pull by our guys, Chris Tannehill, Tyler Ferengul today, and Sean Sears back at the shop. And because that is exactly what we're thinking about and talking about here on Hard Knocks Day are the great Bears off-season days, or really Bears days of any kind in history. That's Khalil Mack was Khalil Mack trade meant you needed airtime.
Yes, that was a weird one because it was what holiday was it? It was Memorial Day weekend or Labor Day weekend? Labor Day weekend, right? Yeah, it was Labor Day weekend, right? Because right before the season, and it was the Saturday of Labor Day weekend.
Yeah,
and I remember, I went live on my phone.
I remember that.
And then I was like, this isn't enough.
Because I was on vacation.
I'm not getting enough gratification out of this.
I was on vacation. We had, rented an Airbnb up in Wisconsin, and I, realized that Khalil Mack has been traded. I log onto Twitter, and I see you've been live for, an hour and a half.
I'm just giving takes. I need to get these takes off.
I'm doing a puzzle with a buzz, on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, puzzle buzz.
I love him, yeah.
He's good.
Puzzle Buzz is amazing.
He can be hard to figure out at times. But the best part about that Khalil Mack show is all the other hosts at the station, I guess I'm doing this too then.
Yeah. There was a lot of
that.
I was still kind of the new guy.
You were the new guy.
Yeah. I was the new guy, and there was a lot of exuberance, and they were definitely resenting.
Here comes Stan. Out of cottage. Yeah, to talk
very
about Khalil
much
Mack.
Resenting having to give come 5 minutes of a take on a freaking Saturday.
All right, come on. Fine.
So ridiculous. All right, but hold on. So yes. Crazy all-time, Bears days, but are we saying, do games count?
I think
games can't count.
But I think this is bigger than certain game days.
That's fine, but if
should we just stipulate that we agree it's bigger than certain? Because there have been those Sundays in the past where you're like, oh, yeah, it's a Bears day.
Right, but
today is bigger than that with Hard Knocks debuting today.
Okay, but but Justin Fields having 178 rushing yards against the Dolphins, that's a bigger day than this.
Without a doubt.
Right, because so even though the season ended up meaning nothing and Justin Fields ended up not being the guy.
Oh man, but the expectations of that day of here we go, let's watch.
Yeah.
You know, but when you're talking about that Fields day, you're talking about that in terms of the day after the game, or you're talking about
The text, no, not looking forward to it. We didn't know it was coming.
Yeah.
But that day, I think Bears group chats were alive of oh my God, are you seeing this?
God, that's funny.
Can you believe what is happening? Dormant Bears group chats coming alive because of days.
Yes. Dormant Bears group chats, texting your pals, brimming with excitement, and going to the closet to grab the hat before you walk the dog. You know?
Yes.
Also, the random conversation about the Bears with the Walgreens cashier. You know?
Sure.
It's hey. How about that, huh?
That happened to me at Costco the day of the Khalil Mack trade. It's you see another guy in a Bears hat, and it's literally the grody thing where it's Bears, Bears,
Bears,
and
Bears.
Just keep it moving.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Did they mention my takes?
Nobody is interested in your takes, I promise.
Wow.
Man, that was fast.
Is that Tyler Ferengul?
Wow.
He's on the case.
Ooh, feeling the pressure. Ooh.
Tyler, you know Danny's a kingmaker. What are you doing?
Wow. A little Wally Pip situation, Danny. A little scary.
Oh, man.
A little scary.
But yeah, And the apocryphal going to the closet to grab the hat is my buddy John Paul, the bass player in Tributo, who did that on the day of the Peppers and Brandon Malayuna and Chester Taylor announcements, in free agency. So that's a March day,
That's a March day.
That's a March day. The Jay Cutler trade is an April day. That's another one.
Yeah.
This is preseason.
Well, but this is also so singular because it also, to me, seems ridiculous to suggest that this is a bigger day for the Bears franchise
than a game day,
than acquiring a Hall of Famer in Khalil Mack or trading for a quarterback in Jay Cutler. It's not. It's a produced television show by NFL Films.
But what,
it's not bigger than trading for Jay Cutler.
You stumbled on the metric. It's like one of those engagement surveys. Or like, how do we measure the size of a celebrity? You're talking about, this is the metric, is the dormant Bears group threads you know, fired up on the cell phone? The grabbing of...
That is undeniable.
Right. The grabbing of previous untouched, hats and scarves and wearing. Like, I have a buddy today who's wearing his orange Bears shorts underneath his pants as he goes to work.
That's weird.
He's doing that today.
That's a weird thing to do.
I think he might be a weird guy. But he's super pumped for Hard Knocks. He told me this morning he's watched the trailer like 5 or 6 times.
And that's unnecessary.
Right, because the trailer is consistent.
I don't know.
And it doesn't change.
But
and then,
sometimes
Hard Knocks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sometimes, no, it doesn't change. But like, there are certain things in life that get you pumped, and they're healthy rewards. You know what I mean? You can actually watch something like that and like, this is going to get me in a good headspace.
Little
for
dopamine
the
rush of the Hard Knocks trailer.
I assume that's what it is for him. Like,
sure.
Let me watch this and, oh, yeah, that's right. And then today, he's just excited. He's brimming with joy and positivity today.
Aren't you guys missing the clearest one? The three of us were in the middle of the NFL draft in Detroit when the Bears drafted Caleb Williams.
Yeah, that's good.
That is the coolest Bears
that's
day.
That's a great Bears day.
I agree with you.
That's
and
great
so that's
call.
Why. That's why this is a TV show.
I know, but so those are more consequential. But we're talking about buzz generating big Bears buzz.
Puzzle. He's friends with Puzzle Buzz, or cousins.
But also big Bears like, buzz. I believe he was a guard for the '63.
Bear Man's cousin, actually.
Bear Man's cousin, who was a guard
big
in the '60s.
Bears buzz.
I could get on board with anyone who says this is the biggest Bears day solely because the organization has never allowed this kind of access to within their hallways. Like, you could see George on his scooter in the parking lot, but you're going to see George on his scooter in the hallways.
Yeah.
Like, it's unprecedented for the organization. You're going to learn more tonight, likely, about George McCaskey than you've ever learned.
Oh, you think so?
That's a hell of a
Not
thought.
Tonight.
It's, I think so.
I don't think we'll get it tonight. We might have
this season.
We might have
season.
A big George episode in one of these.
This Hard Knock season, you will learn more about him than the Chicago Bears fan has ever learned.
If Kevin Warren allows it.
Yeah, or if like George is like, yeah, you can do it, but not... I don't want the cameras where I umpire and the cameras on my scooter.
Gotta protect.
Like, I don't know. Like, it's an interview. You're off from Tanny. Why are you here?
Look at these textures. Listen to
these
textures.
In.
Here's one. I put on my Bears polo before leaving for the golf course today. Bears, Hard Knocks day.
Okay, well, that just means you put on a shirt.
Oh, yeah, but he made the choice. How about this one? I bought the $200 Bears tailgate tent from Costco yesterday for my Bears party tonight.
No.
Backyard party for Hard Knocks?
Love that.
By the way.
I mean, why is that guy not at the wall?
He should just be coming to the wall here at the Marcus Gurney Cinema, where folks will gather together for a communal viewing experience.
That is so silly.
The guy bought the $200 tent?
But I mean,
it was time.
But every opportunity in his life to tailgate a Bears game, he was like, I know. 8 p.m. when it's dark out, I need a tent for an hour-long episodic television thing
tailgate.
That I can stream on Max.
I bet that.
That's so strange.
It's Tom Hamilton's favorite network, by the way.
I assume
that guy is going to get home, set up the tent after work, and start tailgating for the Hard Knocks, episode one.
You think that guy went to work?
Yeah, but you think that guy's got a job?
He just bought a Bears tailgating tent to Costco. I'm not going to work if I buy that.
No, as long as you have it.
I got to use it.
But seriously,
that's
like the suburban, the driveway drinking that happens in suburbia. Like, let's hang out. Let's bring the TV out there in the garage and hang out in the driveway. This guy is going to have people coming by. Because he's got the Bears tent. It's going to be very obvious who's doing it. Maybe it's going to be a thing that starts popping up in cul-de-sacs all over Illinois.
Okay, this one might be a little bit niche, but the first, like for guys who barbecue, whatever, guys who smoke meats, the first week one or the first big game where you're having your friends over and you start that brisket or that pork shoulder the night before for a noon game.
Oh, that's good.
And you're getting up at 6 a.m. to take it off, to let it rest in a cooler.
Yes.
That's the biggest Bears
That's
day.
A cool day.
And
it's
it doesn't matter.
Day.
It could be the worst team in the history of the organization.
Sure.
You still get to light that smoker before a Bears Sunday for the first time.
Oh, listen, I respect the hell out of tailgate culture. Like, if you love tailgating and you get – 8 or now sometimes 9 a year, and you know, you'd be like, it's preseason for us too, and like you like try to do it for the preseason games to like work out the kinks, and then like you hope for a playoff game at home so that you can, maybe we can get an extra one because we've perfected it this year.
Yeah,
like, tailgate culture is awesome. Just tailgating an episodic television show,
I know, but certain
is an
days
interesting thing to me.
Certain days present themselves, okay. And like I
so
love...
you think that people, when they traded for Jay Cutler, they were like, fire up the smoker.
I don't know if they fired up the smoker. I don't know if anybody bought a tailgate tent that day. We know Dan Bernstein was excited.
Yeah,
you know?
We do. We know he was excited.
We know that. But like,
hot damn.
But these are some of the days that sometimes present themselves. I'll give you a baseball comp to what Shane is talking
about.
You
don't have to.
Well, but I have no choice. No, have you not met me? In Boston, it's a Red Sox comp, just to pile on top of that. Okay. They call it Truck Day. You know what Truck Day is?
I mean, I probably guess.
No, Truck Day is the day that the semi-truck leaves Fenway Park filled with all the equipment to go down to Florida for spring training.
Love that.
And Red Sox fans love that day because it's the day that they know that soon they'll see men stretching in the Florida sun and baseball will eventually come. So it's like that kind of day. Your meat smoker day,
sure,
before game one is akin to that. By the way, a guy texted and says he took off. He took the day off.
Yeah, of course
he
did.
Day off.
He bought the tent. You're not buying the tent and then going to work.
It's too exciting.
You're sitting under the tent.
I have the tailgate tent in the back of my car the whole time you're at work. Can I leave at 4:30 today? Why? I have to set up my Bears tailgate tent for episode 1 of Hard Knocks. Yeah.
Oh, is there a game tonight? No. Liev Schreiber is going to be talking about Lake Forest.
Yeah, are you familiar with HBO documentaries at all? This is a sports one. Anyway, it's a long story. Yeah, it's easier just to lie in the morning and come up with something to not go to work.
All right, does that guy take tomorrow off too so we can go hard tonight?
You got
to,
right? Yeah, you're going to be hungover.
You're not going to hold back.
Yeah.
The Bears are on TV.
The Bears are on TV. Well, but here's the other thing. Because the Giants Hard Knocks is filled with off-season drama. And you could argue it's strategy. You could argue it's dysfunction. They're bad. They're very bad. Okay?
Yeah.
The Bears are probably going to be good. Maybe even very good. From the get-go, this thing tonight should, like the way you were talking about the Hall of Fame game last week, this should be a blissfully optimistic viewing experience. This thing ought to be high-end positivity building you right into the season. It's an opportunity to ramp up from tonight all the way to the season opener.
I hope so. I mean, that's like the next part of this conversation, right? At some point, like, you hope that the access that has been granted, that has never been granted before because of fear of what the access would reveal, doesn't validate those fears and reveal incompetence.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't reveal, okay, this team is really good, but we've seen teams that we thought were going to be good before, and they had that Bears stink on them for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Like, there is Caleb Williams, I don't think there's anything that could happen with Caleb Williams in Hard Knocks that makes me think less of him. I don't think there's anything that could happen in Hard Knocks that makes me think less of the roster that Ryan Poles has assembled.
Probably
but
not.
Like, is it possible that I think less of Matt Eberflus? Yeah. Yeah, that's possible.
Possible that he embarrasses himself or shows you something.
Is it possible? I think, like, Shane Waldron? Yeah, that's possible. Kevin Warren? Yeah, that's possible.
Mm.
I think it's definitely possible. And now I'm not anticipating it, and this is a pretty sanitized show at this point.
Right, and they get the right to deny a certain level of content.
But so did the Giants.
Yeah.
And plenty of weird stuff came out about the Giants because it was just what was actually happening.
Yeah.
And they couldn't deny, like, they might be thinking, oh, it's totally fine to show this to the masses. And then the masses see it and they're like, what? That's how the Bears do business? You know, like, so like, it's not guaranteed that this is all going to go very well.
No,
it should go well, but it's not guaranteed to go well.
But it's all going to serve the purpose of revving you up and buying you time for enthusiasm leading up to the opener. You know, it's all gonna.
That's true.
It's all gonna feed that beast, and even if there is some questioning or some marginal negatives or what have you, it's just gonna feed that beast of excitement. It's interesting. This is a franchise for which there have been a lot of off-season days to get excited, in part because of the bigness of the franchise. You know, it's like Bears things do happen. We just had it. We just had Hall of Fame. We just had three guys get into the Hall of Fame on Saturday. That was a big Bears day. That's a big day to pay attention to the news feed and to watch the videos, go on YouTube and see the speeches. And I bet some group text got fired up that day.
Yeah, no question about it. And the Bears are a franchise that is relevant just because they're the Bears, and then if they're good and interesting, they're one of the most relevant teams in the NFL because they're the Bears. And so the rest of the country will get to be more hyped about this thing and tune into it and all of that. And again, I'm very, very excited about it. It's just a little like it should be noted that if the baseball teams were better, it would matter a little bit less.
Yeah.
And if the Bears had been better recently, this would matter less. But this is all just it's just the latest thing of hope and hype that I can't really wait for. This texter brings up an interesting point. Today is the biggest day that the Bears have had on the zeitgeist since Ditka was in that Will Ferrell movie.
Now, that's one of Shane's favorite movies.
He does love that movie.
He loves kicking and screaming. It remains saved in my DVR.
Okay, but so let's think about that category for a second.
But I haven't watched it.
Everyone should love Kicking and Screaming. It's not specific to me. It's a good film. The Wall should show it, by the way, at one of their other theaters. Believe me, you'll get people.
Not this one. This is a sports bar.
Yeah. Yeah, but in one of the other ones.
Right.
Okay. But so that is an interesting thought. Bears in the pop culture zeitgeist. Because there's super fans. Obviously,
yeah. There's
is the biggest thing.
I mean, we got to go back a long ways, but I mean, Brian's song remains, you know, having it less so now as some of the viewers have aged and passed, but but certainly a big part of the zeitgeist.
I was going to say Dick Butkus on My Two Dads, but Brian's song is pretty good also in terms of the reach.
How about the Dick Butkus newspaper grill where he burned the newspaper and he cooked food on top of burning newspaper? That made a big impact. Yes, Wani. Made a big impact on my personal zeitgeist.
So what is the thing of the last...
Which is my favorite Depeche Mode song, by the way. Your own personal zeitgeist. Continue.
What is the thing of the last 15 years?
For the Bears and the zeitgeist?
Is it...
Oh, God.
Is it like Ashton Kutcher on the sidelines of a game?
Boy.
Is it like... You know, is it Vince Vaughn wearing a Bears hat somewhere? Like, what if I give you Bears in pop culture in the last 15 years?
All right, so is it
what do you guys have for me since 2010?
Paris Hilton riding on the back of Brian Urlacher is outside of that 15-year window, correct? I believe just outside of that window.
Wasn't that a movie?
Yeah, it's dirty. It's a tab on Pornhub. Yeah.
There's a child. Hey, Seb is here, Danny.
It worked.
He just walked out.
Hey, Corey from Whitewater, Wisconsin is the one who brought Zeb. He knew exactly what he was getting his children into.
I can make tab jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Continue.
Yeah.
I mean, I could keep going, or else someone should say something else.
No, I mean, but like, you know, it's interesting because it's obviously football related, but Cutler getting dragged by Fox and then people defending him and such, you know, after that NFC Championship day. But you're looking for outside pop culture. Well, we just had it, man.
Cutler on the reality show?
With
Kristen?
With Kristen. Cutler and Kristen on the reality show.
But he wasn't a Bear at the time of the reality show.
Caleb ending up a Bear after being a pawn in the culture wars is awfully recent.
Oh, I agree with that. Right. No, but I look at this as like the Bears are on Hard Knocks because they have Caleb Williams. You know, like, so I completely agree with you. But like the Bears are on. This is all happening because of Caleb Williams and somewhat Kevin Warren. But like Caleb Williams is the reason for this.
Yeah.
It does not happen if Jaden Daniels is the quarterback of the Bears. I mean, I guess maybe it does, but Caleb Williams is the driving force for this moment. So, yes, I agree with you. I guess I'm saying in a post-2010, pre-Caleb Williams run, we've been a pretty anonymous big market franchise in terms of pop culture, crossover appeal, that sort of thing.
There was that time that Cody Parkey went on the Today Show.
Yeah, exactly.
Explain why he double-doinked the kick and how he was dealing with his life in the aftermath.
It's a pretty big stretch, though.
God, that pissed off Matt Nagy, rightfully so.
Yeah,
what are you doing, man? Yeah, it would stop making yourself the story. What are you, a White Sox announcer?
Hey, if Tariq Cohen ever makes that movie...
That's true.
That he came on our show to pitch.
Tariq, he retired the other day, man.
That's sad.
That would be the best for moment. Tariq. I don't know. It's an interesting moment. I appreciate all the texters coming in, and we'll save some of those. People sharing some of the things they're doing purportedly here on Hard Knocks Day.
Yeah, we'll get into these on the other side.
There's some good ones there.
And there's also something worth revisiting from Ryan Poles that I think is like it. This is they're very conscious in what's happening right now. So they're opening the doors. They're inviting the cameras in. We'll see if they regret it. But they're doing it knowing what's going on.
I got to say, our view here at the wall at Marcus Gurney Cinemas keeps getting better and better as folks keep coming and filling in some of those higher spots. This is an awesome venue. Come out and hang out with us at Gurney Mills.
Yeah, you can win a Golden Team machine. You can qualify to win one if you get a hole-in-one over there. And then also they're going to be airing the episode tonight, of course, at 8 o'clock. There's prizes and amazing food and drink and the whole thing. So come on out to the wall in Gurney. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.